from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You guys might have seen, thinking of 610, an old 610 alum, Nick Wright, of course, on FS1, First Things First. He was talking about the Super Bowl this year. And any Super Bowl conversation, to me, you're really only talking about one other team that's going to be in it. It's who are the Chiefs playing? And he was going through some of the long shot teams, and he says the Bears. He says the Bears are going to be in the Super Bowl. So I guess we're going to get Caleb Williams and Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, which I'm pretty sure for a television rating perspective, they would be thrilled with that matchup and Caleb Williams' rookie season to go up against Patrick Mahomes. I think the NFL, if you believe in conspiracies and script writing, the NFL would absolutely love that to be the case.
Because they've been falling short of their Mahomes versus blank. Mm-hmm. Mahomes, all of those have fallen flat on their face. If all of a sudden they got Caleb Williams in a Super Bowl, his rookie season, and no rookies ever started.
And he's been compared
to
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes. Yeah, they would like that immediately.
So who are your guys' long shot then? I mean, I'm not even talking about from a betting odd perspective, but he says Bears, and then I'll go ahead and say there's really only one team we're talking about.
Do the Texans count as a long shot?
I don't think so. I think there's so much love and attention.
Second year quarterback.
So much love and attention around the Texans right now. Yeah. They have the 6th best odds to win the Super Bowl. The Texans do.
Out of any team in the league, this is not AFC. It's league-wide odds, right?
So AFC teams are way harder to answer this on, because the truth is, I don't think a lot of them can because of Mahomes. Because there's no chance. Even let's say it is the Chargers or the Colts, in your opinion, and they are way better than you think. They're not going to the Super Bowl. It's just not. The sneaky Super Bowl team, I think, has to be in the NFC. I'll take the Falcons. They're probably like the 10th favorite odds, but that is a talented roster. They finally have some decent coaching, and they now have Kirk Cousins, who has consistently gotten teams in or around the postseason. And the NFC, I think, is like a coin flip every single time they seemingly go to the playoffs, where really good teams fall early, mediocre teams make it to the end. It's kind of a wish-wash of nonsense over there. So probably the Falcons would be my answer, not the Bears.
It's a winnable division for the Falcons, that's for sure. I mean, you look at the quarterback play across the board.
Yeah, versus like the North, if you're one of those teams, woof.
We got Derek Carr for the Saints, who was a disappointment last year. Baker had a really nice year for Tampa, but he lost his offensive coordinator. I think we're going to see regression for Baker. It's good on him to get his contract and everything, but I think they won't be as good.
And the Panthers.
And then it's the Panthers, Drew, whereas Bryce Young, and we'll see, right? It's a big wild card. We don't expect a whole lot from them. And so the Falcons are favorites for a reason. So I get the logic behind that one. I went with, on the NFC side, I said the Rams. And it's because, look, that division, yes, the 49ers, juggernaut. We know that. But I don't know much about Seattle this year. And if they're going to, Geno Smith, kind of regressed a little bit. New head coach. Then the Cardinals, you're still talking about a young wide receiver room. We all like Marvin Harrison Jr., but what's that going to be like for Kyler in a full season, a second-year head coach? I think the Rams, when Matthew Stafford is healthy, let's not forget how high quality of play they're getting.
Puka Cup is a pretty good combo.
When Stafford's healthy, the quality of play is extremely high. Puka, Cooper Cup. Plus, we know Sean McVay is one of the better offensive-minded coaches in the league. So if we're saying long shot, yeah, I would say the Rams on the NFC side.
I think it's really hard to come up with an AFC team to the point that Cody made. I say the Green Bay Packers, and I don't know how much of a long shot they are compared to like the Falcons or the Rams especially, but because they made it to a divisional round game, because they probably could have or maybe should have made it to the NFC championship game. I mean, they could have beat the 49ers. They probably should have, but I think they're a team that you can include in that long shot group.
Anyone want to include the Bears? I actually think are a pretty good answer for this. Like Nick is
Nick Wright's just saying
Caleb they're going to be there.
Inheriting, yeah.
Yeah. I think they're actually a pretty good answer for this. Is there any argument to be made about the Cardinals?
No,
because
no, give me the spiel. But let me hear.
Kyler Murray does have a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, it might click one of these days.
Best team in their division though, I think.
They're worse than the 49ers.
The defense is the thing they stink on defense, correct? I mean, even as good as Kyler Murray might be or Marvin Harrison Jr.
Sometimes I think coaching changes. You get better coaching. They had bad coaching. Maybe, you know, maybe Kyler takes a leap. People seemingly get higher and higher every day. And Greg Dortch, after I made fun of him one time on the radio, he actually had a pretty good game against the Chiefs in that game, too.
They had nobody else.
After all things. I think the Falcons is probably my answer. That division stinks. That's the biggest part. They have a pretty good argument for the number one overall seed, Gold, because the AFC North is going to beat itself up. That's the toughest division in football, right? Anybody disagree? Want to toss?
AFC East, NFC North, AFC North are the three tougher divisions in all of football. If we're ranking it out, I still think AFC North probably takes the cake a little bit because the NFC North could be there, but we're talking about a really second-year starter in Jordan Love, first-year starter in Caleb Williams.
And the Vikings
are going to have a rookie or Sam Darnold starting. So yeah. I can't put the NFC North above the AFC North. And then after that, I would still go AFC East because the Bills and Josh Allen, the Jets have all the talent in the world, but is Aaron Rodgers staying healthy all year?
Are they the dark horse in the AFC? If you were
That's my answer
one?
On the long shot. I wrote it down. I had Jets and Rams were the two teams, Drew, that I put
Jets
down.
Is just on the prayer that Aaron Rodgers has still got some of that.
They have talent.
Good football play.
Breece Hall's legit.
Yeah.
Wide receiver room has Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson in it. The defense, they added to it as well. And my question with them is the coaching.
Is that offensive line still garbage?
They made some draft picks and some free agent signings. That's still a question mark. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers making it through a full season playing at the same level. I mean, he was an MVP not too long ago. You were questioning him heading in last year, so I'm not surprised that you're still questioning him. And this is now coming off a four-snap season and an Achilles injury.
They're the only team in the AFC, I think, that you can consider a long shot. And like I think Houston is a team that can contend. The Bengals are a team that can contend. The Bills, maybe. But I mean, maybe, like, I think the Dolphins would be a long shot. The Jets would be a long shot. The Jaguars would be a long shot. The only team that I think out of those three you feel comfortable in saying, yeah, it makes a lot of sense is the Jets, because we know Aaron Rodgers has been there, done that, where Tua hasn't, Trevor Lawrence hasn't. I don't know if the Jets might be the only team, because the Browns have a great roster, but the quarterback's not good enough for them to win a Super Bowl or to make one.
I might be the least believer in Deshaun Watson on the planet. I just don't think the Browns have a chance. And I like the Browns roster. I think the Browns have they might have one of the top five rosters in the league. Their quarterback is awful. He hasn't been good in years. We are so far removed from good Deshaun Watson play. I mean, it's a distant memory.
5 years, right?
It was like it's Mahomes' pre-COVID. First year in the league. It was three Super Bowls ago for him. It was pre-COVID.
All you have to say was pre-COVID, because COVID seems like ages ago. So just say, Deshaun Watson was last good pre-COVID, and everybody knows how long ago that was at this point.
Yeah, that says everything I need to know about it. I think even they don't like their... I think even in their mind, they're like, what if we could... Then there's no way out. They gave him a fully guaranteed contract, so they're stuck. They should just draft a quarterback and then play Deshaun one more year and then bench him for the rookie who's finally better. And I know someone's going to point out, because someone always does, he was like 5-1. Like, they were winning games when Deshaun Watson was playing. He threw 7 touchdowns in those 5 games and 4 picks. He stunk. They were winning in spite of him, not because of him. And at quarterback, that is a really bad position to be in. You never want to be winning... even though your quarterback's not playing good football. That's just not going to last.
Is there anybody else in the AFC other than the Jets? I don't think there's...
I don't count the Texans as a dark horse. I just don't.
I would make an argument for the Colts. I just don't know enough about Anthony Richardson yet. If he really is...
That might be a good pick.
If he's a top 12 quarterback in his first full year as a starter, now that he's been injured, they got enough talent outside of that, and I like their coaching
situation. Here's the challenge, though. Like, let's go with the Jets for a second. It would not stun you, though, if they won the division, right? Like, you're not picking the win, but it wouldn't stun you, considering the Dolphins and Bills. If the Colts won the division, knowing all the love around the Texans, which would be more surprising to you? The Colts won the AFC South or the Jets won the AFC East? I think it would be more surprising the Colts won the AFC South than it is the Jets won the AFC East, but that's just me.
Yes, I agree.
I'd say the South, because that division's flipped, like, 8 times in the last 8 years, pretty much. So, I mean, there's no, like, reign of terror over there. In the East, the Bills have won it for a decade straight.
So you're saying you'd be more surprised if the Jets won the East than the Colts won the South.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the South has changed hands a bunch of times. The East hasn't changed hands in a decade. I mean, it's not that long, but it's long enough. I mean, I think they've won 5 or 6 AFC East titles in a row, something around there for the Bills. Obviously, they don't have the streak the Chiefs have in the AFC West, but...
And there's a lot more. There's more teams.
Divisions flip.
There might be more teams in the AFC that you can't take seriously than the NFC, just because of the dominance of that and the dominance of the Chiefs and the Bills as of late.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.